Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Overnight America. I had to check the time. I thought, wait a minute. Are we officially into Friday yet? We are not. Since we're live tonight until 2 a.m., it means Rebecca Black will have to wait. Oh, nobody puts Rebecca Black on the back burner except for us tonight. And thank you for joining and being with us on Overnight America. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryan Recker. And if you miss any part of the show, download it by going to KMOX.com/ONA. Put that in your computer and download it. It doesn't sound like a slam by any means. So I wanted to share a story of something that was a little unexpected for our family. And it's kind of an interesting story. No, my wife is not expecting, so it's not one of those stories. You see, I almost set it up and made it sound like I was going to make the announcement here. No, that's not the case. But I, if you follow and you've been listening to the show, you know that just a couple of weeks ago, three weeks ago, I lost my little puppet dog. I loved him so much. At 13 years old, it was his time. And it was one of the hardest things I ever had to do and say goodbye to. And it was heartbreaking. And it's so weird around a house when you just have always been used to having the dog as a companion. You know, the places where the dog would lay, you'd still put your hand down there and think, oh, this is where I used to rub him right there in the ear. He'd really like it over there. No, I used to belly rub over here. And, you know, you look and see if the water dish is full and realize, well, that's unnecessary now. Or you go through the motions at the end of the night, like you're going to open up the back door to go outside for one last time. And, you know, again, just you have to stop yourself from those little moments. And it was sad. It was really, really difficult for me for the first week. And coming up this past weekend, you know, we're a few weeks removed. My wife and I started talking about, well, do we want to adopt another dog this soon? I thought that being able to adopt a dog around Christmas time would be a good timing. I got a couple of weeks off of the show here, so it means I'll have a lot of time to spend at home. That means that I'll have a lot of time to help train the dog, help the dog get better acquainted to the neighborhood, to the house, to how we operate things. We knew that we were going to get a rescue dog. We just didn't know when it would happen, and that was okay. It was just that every day would pass by, and you just realized just how lonely it feels in the house when you don't have that little dog that you love. And it's tough because, you know, I still think about, you know, the dog that I adopted before we were married and, you know, of course, before we had our child. And, you know, he was such a good boy for all those years. And it's just weird. Just this past weekend, I was talking to my wife, and we were out because it was her birthday weekend. I let her pick where we go to dinner. She picked Hibachi Grill. We went to some place in St. Peter's. It was delicious. And when we were done, we had some time. This was Saturday midday, and I said, you know, we've looked at a couple of different rescue places. We kind of have an idea of some of the ones that have a good reputation around town. We just looked up and I said, you know, see if there's any rescues over here. And she said, no. I know what you're thinking. It's too early. And I said, honey, I just want to see if there's good ones out here. This was a mistake. I knew I was walking down a road that was a dangerous, dangerous road, and I wouldn't be able to help myself. So she looks it up on her phone and she finds a rescue shelter that has some, you know, a nice reputation. And I said, we're not going to go and we're not going to adopt a dog this early. You know, we're going to be traveling for Thanksgiving next week. And, you know, it'd be better if we just wait. I understand it. It'll be better if we just wait. Well, what happens? We find the shelter and we go check it out. And it was a really nice rescue, no-kill rescue in St. Charles. And we thought, oh, this is a nice place. We're going to put this on our list. We'll kind of keep an eye out on the website. We'll see if there's any animals. But, you know, while we're here, maybe we could just look at a few in the binder and see if there's, you know, anything that is close to what we would figure out as our ideal animal. So we go through the binder, and there's one dog there that really stands out. And we say, you know, while we're here, we should go look. We'll just meet. And all while we're doing this, my 5-year-old son is going crazy because he just loves the potential of being able to play with a dog that's, you know, new and exciting. He loves it. So we meet up with this dog, and we thought this would just give us a little bit of a fix, as in, oh, it'll be cool, you know, we get to play with the dog for a little bit, you get to rub its belly, you know, you rub its ears, and, you know, when you're done, the shelter takes it back to its place or takes it for a walk or whatever it is, and you go on your merry way, and you say, oh, that felt good, you know, that really felt great. What we weren't expecting to happen was we would fall in love with that dog. We met with the dog, and we met with the people there, and we said, this is exactly the type of dog we were looking for. We didn't have any specific breeds in mind. We just had a certain way the dog handles itself in mind. And this dog was perfect. It was exactly what we were looking for. When we left there, we thought, do we really want to adopt a dog before we travel for Thanksgiving? You know, we're going to be going to my parents. We're going to be going to her parents. That means Michigan, Ohio, several hours in the car. You know, we're taking an animal that we won't know too well to our parents' houses. What will they think about it? And they'll also think we're rushing it. And I thought, I know. But we talked it over. My wife and I came to the conclusion, if it's the right dog, it's the right dog, and you just do it. And my wife talked to her friends, and they said the same thing. It's kind of like, you know, when it's time, it's time. You don't second guess it. We put in an application. We got approved. And today was the day we adopted Molly. And that little jughead is at our house right now. I'm so happy. So we bring the dog back home, and the dog's been great so far. It's only been day one. We didn't exactly know if the dog was house trained. Dog's 2 years old. So she, you know, they say even if she's not house trained, it would be easy to train her. And, you know, the circumstances that these rescues take animals in, they're not the greatest circumstances. These animals were taken from pretty terrible situations. Sometimes they were taken from other shelters. They're about to be put down and other people pick them up and they bring them to a no-kill shelter, whatever it is. And we brought the dog in, and it's pretty amazing. The dog knows commands, so whoever was working with this dog before must have spent some time with her. She is house trained, so that's good. She hasn't had any accidents, and she goes in and out, no problem, using the outside. So we haven't had any problems yet. She's been super nice. She definitely wants to play, but we keep reading online. Okay, when you first introduce a dog to a house, you know, you got to make sure they know the pecking order so you can't get down on your knees and play with them real crazy at first. You know, you got to make sure they understand the lay of the land. You know, you got to show them around, let them smell the smells, everything that they would need. So we went around the house. We had the dog on a leash, and we would walk around each room, and my wife was as if she was a realtor talking about the features of the home as if the dog understands these things, but she really doesn't. But it was still good because, you know, the dog was sniffed out and the dog was going to do something it shouldn't have done. We did a little correction like, As in, the dog would look at the bed, we'd say, This ain't a sleep on the bed type of situation. Dog would look at the chairs, This ain't a hop on the lazy boy situation. Look at the couch, This ain't a hop on the couch situation. And kind of crazy. The dog picks up on things like that. That Cesar Millan knows what he's talking about. You know, you see these different things where he goes around and goes, tss, tss, and you wonder if it's just TV magic or if it really works. No, the advice is good advice. So we're going to try to follow this along. We're going to be traveling to visit our parents' house. My parents are fine with it. They said, oh, this is fine. This is nice. They were supportive. My wife's parents, not so much. I think they're pretty reserved. Like, wait a minute, what are you doing? So there's two ways to think about this. My parents are like, this is great. We're looking forward to meeting your new dog. My wife's parents are, that's the noise they make. Maybe not the noise. That's the noise I make. It's going to be interesting to see how this works out. But so far, so good. We've been very happy, and I'm happy to share that with you. My son, 5 years old, this is the part he's having a hard time with. He wants to go in there, and he wants to play, because this dog, you know, when you turn on the play switch, it's ready to go. When you have the play switch off, it's not playing. It's actually really good. He has a pretty good distinction between the two. We tell him, okay, we got to wait. We got to get her comfortable with the house first before we just go into play mode all the time. So he's a little bummed out because he wants to go to play mode right away. I can't wait to get home tonight, see what happens. I don't know if the dog's going to bark when I get home. It might wake up the entire family. We'll see. But either way, I'm happy to share that with you. We got a new dog in the house. Molly is her name. I'm going to have to post photos sometime soon. Here's the phone number. It's 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I guess I could take calls on this if you want to talk about pups. Do you have any advice to introduce a dog into the house? Maybe you can give me some words of wisdom. Are you like my wife's parents who are going to say, you shouldn't have done this before traveling for Thanksgiving? Are you one of those people that say we shouldn't have done it? You can call in and tell me that too. It's the last show of the week, so I feel good about telling you the dog story, and maybe we can talk about that. It's Overnight America, KMOX. And welcome back to Overnight America. The Blues won 5-0 tonight. Very cool. Big win for them. Were they wearing the retro jerseys tonight? Oh, those look so cool. So cool. Thanks to Helen, who messaged me on Twitter, saying she can't wait to see a picture of the new doggy. Aw, I'm going to be spending a lot of time with this doggy. And a lot of it has to do with confidence. You know, you got to teach the dog confidence. You have to teach the dog that, it doesn't have to be so anxious. And I'm sure there's trust issues that the dog may have already. But I think this is going to be a good fit. So far, so good. And I'm feeling really good about this. Who knows? Maybe by the time I come back from Thanksgiving break, it'll be a whole different story. But I think it'll be pretty good. And I'm really looking forward to sharing some stories with you on that end. Here's the phone number. Why isn't anyone calling in tonight? Seriously, is it just one of those nights that everyone's too sleepy? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. It's a sleepy night. I mean, anywhere you are, it just could just be too quiet. We keep things a little more flexible, so you can even change the topic if there's something you actually want to talk about or bring up on the show. Or if you have a gripe or whatever, you can call in and tell me about that. Last show of the week, we allow it. We allow it. Here's a story from the Post-Dispatch. This is being reported by them. I think they were one of the first ones to report it. Berkeley Mayor Ted Hoskins charged on Thursday with several felony counts of election fraud. Not a good look. Charged in the St. Louis County Circuit Court, 4 counts coming of election and committing an election offense and 1 felony count of a forgery. We're talking felonies here. So leading up into the April 3rd, 2018 election of 4 city council seats submitted to the St. Louis County Board of Elections, fraudulent absentee voter applications. Basically, here's what they say. Jackson County Prosecutor Gene Barker said the charges were, quote, based on years of investigations into patterns of harvesting absentee ballots to influence Berkeley elections. Goes back to one document in February. Berkeley said Hoskins visited the Berkeley homes of 2 people in their 80s and got their signatures on forms despite them not knowing what they were signing. One part of this investigation says Hoskins told them about a city program offering up to $1,000 in home improvements, but neither of them realized they were signing re-election-related documents to Hoskins. One 92-year-old Berkeley resident and a neighbor found out about this and reported Hoskins and the questionable behaviors there. The range of punishment for a Class 1 election offense is imprisonment for a term of not more than 5 years, or by a fine of not less than $2,500, so $2,500, no more than $10,000, or by both imprisonment and a fine. So he's looking for some pretty serious things that are going down there. And the probe revealed that the ballot had been significantly altered. So specifically, light blue ink used to initially fill out the ballot, clearly marked over with black ink. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The Missouri Ethics Commission fined the mayor, his wife, and 2 more city council members for violating state ethic rules for participating in a city grant program. Hoskins has been previously accused of political corruption. In 2016, Hoskins and his wife agreed to a consent order with the state ethics commission after they discovered they were both voted to reimburse Ted Hoskins for legal expenses incurred when the city investigated him in 2014. He's got a lot of issues, man, and this is not a good look for him. I saw a video of him pop up, I think, on Fox 2's news. I didn't actually get to listen to it. It just popped up on the newscast. I don't know if that was from a previous interview or them talking about what happened tonight, but not a good look. Not a good look at all. And we'll see how that one plays out. Some pretty serious, you know, even if it's just a couple absentee ballots, who knows how many times over the course of a career spanning back decades, something like that could have happened. Oh, how about this? Patrick calling in. What's going on, Patrick?
Good evening.
So what's new?
On my way home from work, and I'm getting ready to go home to an older dog that I'm going to have to put down soon. And your story was very touching to me. She's 14 years old. She was twice returned. She's a rescue dog, and you know I'm just like, at some point I got to put her down. But your story was touching about how long it is to get before you're ready for the next dog, and it's like unconditional love.
Oh man. So, you know, it's one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life is that day when, you know, you take in your dog for a wellness check and you know that it's close to the end of the life and you hear that vet say, there's nothing else we can do. We think it's the best thing for the dog. And it was one of the hardest things to hear, knowing you had to schedule a date to bring your dog back in. It was just horrible, Patrick.
And it's happened to me several times. So yeah. I feel I don't have any children, so my animals are my children.
Well, yeah, they can. They can feel that way for sure.
Yeah. So it's just touching what you said tonight. So, and I know at some point I'll get another dog because I already know that the end is near for her, but I try to prepare myself. But, you know, it's tough. That's all. People don't understand sometimes how much people can love animals.
Oh, yeah. It's so hard. It is so hard. Yeah. And, you know, God love you for it, and hopefully.
I wish you well with your new dog, and I'll be all right. I'm just real. It just touched me tonight. I'm way home from work, and she usually greets me at the door, and I'm trying to prepare myself for some time when I do have to do what I got to do, and it's gonna be soon in the next month or two.
Yeah.
It's just it's gonna be tough, but I'll get through it, and I'll find another dog to rescue. So
yeah, good.
Good.
Very good, Patrick. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Have a good evening. Good luck with your Thanksgiving. You take care. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. Oh, I'm glad he called in to share that. Yeah, it's a difficult thing. I really like to find the shelters you can do that. And there's some great people that put in a lot of time and effort and consideration and extra hours to make sure the well-being of those animals are taken care of and given those animals a chance when they otherwise wouldn't have a chance. It's hard to explain because I've done some work with shelters when I was living in Ohio. I believe this to be true. You can tell me I'm wrong, but I totally believe this to be true. And I've heard this from the experience of other people that have adopted animals from shelters. Those dogs, I don't know how they know, but they know. And I think they find a way to appreciate you even more for what you've done. There's something special. When you rescue a dog, I swear they appreciate it. They show you an extra amount of love and gratitude. I don't know how you can quantify that. I don't know how you could put that into a study, and I don't know how you'd be able to prove it. I just know it to be true. It just happens. So anyone that's thinking about adopting an animal, a cat or a dog or whatever it may be, find a rescue shelter close to where you live. Do a little research, see if they're a good organization. You'll find an animal that will just go crazy for you. This is Overnight America, KMOX. All right, welcome back. Got a couple of things here. I saw this one story that was posted up at public radio. Let's see, the NPR station. St. Louis officials have a plan for sourcing all electricity from wind and solar in 15 years. So I actually went to the plan itself to read over it. And I'm a little skeptical in general. I think that sometimes these numbers can be inflated in order to make it sound like a better deal than it is. But, you know, some of the things that they recommend is kind of interesting, too. So let's go over that. Is this really a good plan for the city of St. Louis? But before we do, let's go to Nancy, who's calling in from St. Louis. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Congratulations on the new family member.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm a longtime dog owner. I'm 69 and mm-hmm. had lots and lots of dogs. And until I became a married, you know, moved away from my home, became an adult, and I had never had more than one dog as a, you know, in our family. But as my husband and I had children, we had more than one dog. And I know you're very, very, I mean, you're going to be a good owner, but it kind of, and then I heard you mention Cesar Millan.
Yeah, Cesar Millan.
And I have four kids. They're mm-hmm. all grown now. And really, you become a pack.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember when my youngest is 30-something now, but when she was younger, like 3 and 4, because I was a stay-at-home mom,
mm-hmm.
I was pack leader. And friends of mine, when we would do ceramics and stuff at each other's homes, and my 3-year-old could make those dogs do.
Really?
Yes. And they would comment like, you know, those dogs listen to her.
I know. You got to have some confidence. That's what I'm trying to teach my son now. You know, that you got to have a certain level of confidence to make sure you know who's the boss here. And it's tough for a kid to have that sort of confidence in front of an animal.
Well, I would just suggest maybe he could. I have grandchildren now and I babysit them. Maybe the routine is, you know, we have the bin of the dog food, and, you know, they can put a 5-year-old can scoop up a cup of
mm-hmm.
food in
sure.
the morning. I don't have them that long, but like in the afternoon, and plus I'm teaching them a job.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, my son has a couple of different chores, and his main one is to make sure that water dish is always filled up.
Yeah.
And he likes to do it. He kind of enjoys it. There's
responsibility for him.
Yeah, it is. And we're going to go on walks. And I had this idea. And I'm going to try it out and see what happens. Because he really wants to walk the dog. But I think at 5, he's still a little bit too young to mm-hmm. walk the dog without the, you know, what if the dog sees a squirrel? You know, 5-year-old's not going to be able to stop this thing from going. It's 45 pounds, you know. So
you have a fenced-in yard.
Yeah, I have a fenced-in yard. But here's what my idea was. So we have this one, it's like a vest, like not a vest, but it's almost like a body harness type of deal. And then you put you clip the leash onto the back of this body harness. So you're not like tugging at its neck when you're doing it. You're tugging on its back, right? So it's a little bit more comfortable for the dog as opposed to putting on its collar. So this is the idea I came up with, and I think it's a good compromise. I just clip 2 leashes onto it. He holds one leash and I hold the other leash. So obviously the dog's not going anywhere, but he still has the satisfaction of walking the dog with his own leash. So,
well, you could walk it in your backyard.
Yep, we could walk in the backyard. That's fine, too. And I think he likes being able to be active in that way.
Right. You know, and then the puppy learns, you know, he'll observe.
Yeah.
Or she'll observe.
Sure.
That you are the pack leader and that this little boy is, like, next in command.
Well, that's what it needs to be done.
And they just want to please.
I think so.
We have not formally gone to rescue places, but I often joke with my kids that we're the Underground Railroad for dump dogs.
Oh, yeah.
So
Underground Railroad for dump dogs?
Well, we live near 270 in Riverview
mm-hmm.
by the river, and a lot of people dump dogs.
Oh, that's terrible.
I've rescued pit bulls, you know, a red that you could count every rib on them.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And everybody said, oh, it's a pit bull, you know. She is the sweetest thing. And we found another dump pit, boxer mix,
mm-hmm.
and they live in my with my daughter, mm-hmm. and she has three cats. You know who rules that house?
Who?
The cats.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, my previous dog, the one that just recently, it was a full-blown pit bull. And scary-looking dude that no one wanted, and I'm the one that gave a chance to him, and I'm glad I did. The dog that we adopted now is a pit mix, so not a full pit bull. Pit mix, I don't know what mixed with, but that's the thing. You go into these different shelters, people don't give those dogs a chance, and it's a shame because I've always had good experiences, and I've always really liked having them around, and they've always been great dogs to me.
Well, when my mom and dad met, he was in the military or World War II, and they got married, and they started having kids. And he had back in those days, they weren't called pit bulls, Staffordshire Terriers. And
right.
His dog's name was Lucille, and his mom and dad kept it while he was in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then he met my mom, and she wasn't going to have that dog, but Lucille had puppies. So Dad got one of Lucille's puppies named Fritz.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, growing up, we never knew that was some kind of bad dog.
Sure, absolutely.
A bad breed.
Yeah.
They're just a pet.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't, I just think that now wouldn't be a good time, but maybe in the future you could have a second one because then you really start to get in a pack.
Maybe. I don't know. I think we've always been like a one dog type of family. But
I was two
for
years.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I've got a black lab that was dumped at 60 Lewis and Clark in Lindbergh.
Sad.
And, of course, we didn't know why. And, you know, we put signs up. Nobody said anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we took her to the vet. Well, she had heartworm.
Oh, so that's why they dumped her. That's terrible. Yeah.
Either that or it was a domestic, you know.
Yeah.
I don't like you, so I'm going to get rid of your dog.
Sure.
And then Peanut is the plot hound, who's the pack leader.
Yeah.
The smallest dog in our little family, and then we have a Basset Hound.
Oh, I love Basset Hounds, yeah.
I know, and she is so sweet, but she's also, you know, she just looks at you, and she knows what you're telling her to do, but she's going to do it at her speed.
All right, Nancy, thank you for calling in and sharing your story. It was good to hear from you.
Well, good luck, and you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and you make sure you have the leash on that dog, so we don't want no bad things happening, traveling.
Totally understand. Thank you, Nancy.
Okay, have
Bye.
Fun. Bye.
Yeah, that would be devastating to lose the dog while traveling to another state. Whew. Dog is microchipped, so at least there's that little saving grace. But no, I know, got to keep a close eye. I was lucky my other dog was not a runner, so I didn't have to worry about it. I always leashed him, of course, but he wasn't a runner. We didn't have to have that concern. We don't know about this one, so we got to learn its behaviors and its nature still. I get that. We'll take some more of your calls coming up at 436-7900 or 800-925-1120 on Overnight America KMOX. And welcome back. Can't believe it's almost Friday. Doug calling in. How are you, Doug?
I'm fine. Ryan, how are you tonight?
Good. I have to play your theme song again next hour. I need to get it in regular rotation, and I want to start playing that every day. I'm so impressed by it.
Well, thank you. I was just going to say, you know, if you play that theme song, you might get wake those people up out there that are sleeping and start calling in.
I know. It's a sleepy Thursday. So how are you? What's
going
on?
It is a sleepy Thursday. Oh, just doing fine. I wanted to call and congratulate you on your new puppy.
Oh, I'm excited for it. Yeah, she's two, and, you know, I'm looking forward to spending some time training her, getting her acquainted to how we handle things in the household, and I think it'll be a good fit. I think it'll be a very good fit.
Yeah, I think so, too. And like you said, you got some time off at Christmas there. I think that'll be good to get her in the routine.
I know. I'm off all next week, too, so Monday through Sunday at least. So, but a lot of it's going to be traveling, so it's going to be interesting to see how she handles the car for, you know, several hours.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, some some dogs really do well in a car. I mean, we used to have a, when I was a kid, we used to have a little terrier, and she was just perfect for traveling. We used to, this is back in the early 60s, and of course it was all bench seats back then, you know.
Yeah,
and we'd sit in the back, the kids, you know, and the dog would go under the bench or the front seat and just stay there and sleep while the car was, while my dad was on the highway. As soon as he slowed down for something, she'd come out. Other than that, she'd just lay there and sleep.
Oh, that's awesome. So that's so perfect.
Sometimes they'll do that. You know, they'll just lay down because it's that steady motion and a little vibration kind of lulls them to sleep. So it lulls me to sleep. So.
Well, I think that she, at least at this point, is very curious of her surroundings because everything's so new to her. So there's not really a point where she has felt that relaxed, even though she has starting to get used to house living as opposed to shelter living. And who knows what the situation was before she got to that shelter. But I don't know. We'll see. I guess we'll find out. Hopefully it's not too bad because, you know, once in a while you get that dog that's not comfortable in a car, and then 7-8 hours in a car is not that fun.
No, it's not. You know, and speaking about Monday, I went ahead and listened to the podcast just to hear what it sounded like over the air. And it sounded pretty good over the air. I was really impressed with how it came out. I was happy with it. And
you should be. I loved your guys' performance. It was amazing.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I had to go to a doctor appointment on yesterday, Wednesday, and I had Uber driver taking me over there. And it was so funny. Out of the clear blue sky, because we were just talking about this and that, and out of the clear blue sky, this guy says, "You have a great voice for radio."
Oh, that's awesome.
And I said, "Well, I don't know about that, but I got a great face for radio." So
we all do. All us radio people.
Yeah, we all do. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, that's fun, Doug. I'm glad you shared that. And, you know, we're going to have to get you in again sometime in the future. You know, I got.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be happy to come down anytime. And just in case you need another thing for your Thanksgiving thing, I am very thankful for the opportunity to do what I did with you. And also, I'm just thankful that that God's given me the talent he's given me and Donna. And it's a great thing. You know?
Thank you, Doug, for that.
It's a great thing.
Have a great weekend.
You too, sir. I'll be listening to you rest of the night, and then I'll pick you up again on Sunday. So.
Excellent. We'll be live till 2 o'clock tonight, so that'll be fun. We'll talk to you soon.
Oh yeah. Well, I'll be live till 2 also, so I'll see you.
All right. Bye.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that was Doug and Donna came in this week, and if you missed that hour they spent performing live in studio, it's well worth your time. It's at KMOX.com/ONA. Marianne from St. Louis.
Hi. I just want to say congratulations on the new addition to your family.
Oh, thank you. I'm looking forward to I'm really looking forward to
it. I know what you were going through. The loss of a dog leaves such a void. We had the same thing, only we didn't have to make the decision like you did to put her down. We had her 13 years also, and she developed cancer of the spleen, and we did not want to put her through the surgery. And we woke up a couple mornings later, and she had died in her crate.
Aww.
So it was not... We did not have to make that decision, but oh, what a loss.
I really wish that just one day, peacefully in his sleep, it would have happened because it would have saved a lot of heartache. And
right.
Yeah, it was tough. It was, I mean, really one of the absolute toughest things I've ever had to do in my life.
I heard the show the night that, you know, when you were talking about it, and I felt for you, you know.
Yeah.
And she, too, was a rescue, and she was 1.5 years old when we got her. So.
Okay. Yeah, I got my dog was 4 when I adopted him, and this dog was 2. They're guessing about 2 years old.
Right.
So
right.
A little bit older.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you get rescue dogs, maybe you can back me up on this. Do you feel like they have a certain elevated level of gratitude?
Oh, I certainly do.
Yeah,
yes.
I think they do too. I really
that's
do.
That's the only way we would go. Definitely rescue. You know, and she passed away on October 8th. Mm-hmm. And we adopted another one on October 27th,
yeah,
a year ago, October, not this past one, you know.
Yeah.
Now, they never replaced the first dog, I don't think.
No, not a chance, yeah.
She's fine, but she's not as social as as our first one was. Now, was your Molly already named, or did you name her?
No, we named her because they didn't have a name in the shelter.
Oh,
she was in there for a very short amount of time. I mean, we probably saw her, and she was only there a couple of days, so they just gave her a name. She didn't know what it was, so we got to start from scratch. So my son was very involved. We let him. We came up with a list of like 20 different names, and we kept scratching it out until we got to top 5. And he liked Coco. He liked Oreo. He liked Bacon. I forgot the other ones, but almost they're all food related. And then eventually there's this little book that my wife made when she was in fourth grade and for whatever reason still owns it. It was called Holly and Molly. And he said, how about we name the dog Molly based on this little, you know, project my wife did in school in fourth grade. And we're like, great name. We'll do Molly. And that's what we decided
on. I love the name. Yeah.
Thank you, Marianne. Good to hear from you.
And what was I going to say? Do you have any idea what breed she is?
Yeah, I think pit mix. We don't exactly know what breed it is, but we got to go to news here for a moment. But Marianne, thank you so much for your kind words. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.